It is 6 minutes to 5 o'clock, and I'm not going to say anything other than good afternoon, Premier Alan Windey. I'd like to have as much time with you as possible. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. Good afternoon.
How did it go today with the registration drive?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, our big problem is we've got 750,000 people who live in our province over the age of 60. And we probably now, after the registration drive, we were at 181. So let's say we're getting close to 200,000. It's still a long way to go. And we kick off with the vaccine program next week, Monday. So vaccination registration is really important. That's why we've got this Let's Do This campaign. I need everyone to be involved. And, I mean, there were obviously people that we came across that didn't have the ability to register themselves, so they don't have smartphones or connectivity, so we were registering people. I also met an NGO, and I think there are quite a few of them that are out on, you know, on the streets registering people who can't do it for themselves. Mm. And also linking it to our neighborhood watches, to NGOs, to any organization, through our old age homes, through our social development department. We need to give everyone the opportunity to register. It's quite critical, because if we don't have the registrations but we have the vaccines arriving, I mean, that's going to be a tragedy.
Alan, if I would like to register for an elderly member of my family, can I go ahead and do that using their details and provide my contact number so I can update them?
Yes, you can. So it's quite a simple process. I always say the easiest is just go to the Western Cape Government website. It is the first banner. It's a big yellow line across the top of the website with a red block on it. You just tap the red block. You go directly in. It'll ask you the first question, whether you're a healthcare worker or not. So here you say no. Then it says, are you over the age of 60? If you say yes, it takes you into the registration process. You need an ID number. You need a cell phone number. And then you can put your number in as the sort of trusted other person. So people can put their, you know, the daughter can put the mom's number in, et cetera, okay. As long as you've got someone who can pass that message on to say, on Wednesday morning, please be at, and they'll give you the closest vaccine clinic that or vaccine space. Could be a chemist, it could be a clinic, it could be a hospital, but the closest one to you that you would then be requested to present yourself for that vaccine.
Okay. Lots of questions coming in from listeners, and I doubt we'll be able to get to them all, but let's do what we can here. Somebody saying, Mr. Windey, will poor registrations make any difference to the system of distribution?
No, it shouldn't. But what I am trying to do is, as soon as we can get these numbers up a little bit more, I actually want to start pushing for the registration to open for 50-year-old and above, mm. that we actually get people into the system. You know, I always believe in learning lessons. And, you know, if there's a slow take-up, what I'm predicting is that because our number of infections are low, people are not too concerned about it. But we see what's happening is a resurgence in the Free State already. I can see the numbers rising, you know, more rapidly in other provinces. And my message is don't leave it till too late, because then there's probably going to be clogging the system, et cetera, because everybody will be in a panic. Get onto the system as quickly as you can, so that we can at least also use that as a plan to of where to send vaccines to, so that we can get this as an efficient operation.
And I'm assuming if you open up the next category, say the over 50s, that doesn't mean that it's now closed for over 60s, right?
No, not at all. But of course, we have to also look at who's the most vulnerable, and we've got a third wave on its way. So, you know, let's take the most vulnerable. And of course, but also I believe in getting people onto the database. So I'll watch the numbers closely, but I think within the next week, I'm going to start pushing to open for registrations, for a wider audience.
And how much time notice is given with the notifications? Are you told to go the very same day for your jab?
No, it'll be an earlier notification. Hopefully you can even get it sort of more than one day notice. Because obviously people need to plan as well. You get asked whether you want to have it at the closest area to where you live, because you put in your residential address, and then it says would you prefer a morning or afternoon. So the system is trying to gauge where you are and give you a good idea of morning or afternoon.
Okay, and just very quickly, Premier, what do you do if somebody is bedridden and can't leave their home?
Okay, so then we do have our call center, 0860-124-124, or just on our website, just send us an email and we will start to see how we can collate. Obviously, we're setting up these vaccine centers. But I will start to collate that information, because we also are going to try to have mobile facilities that can go, say, to an old age home, etc. And then we'll see if we can start getting all of that data together so that we can deal with it.
Okay, great. We are unfortunately out of time, but lots and lots of messages coming in from listeners, so we may have to have this conversation again another time. Premier Alan Windey, thank you for your time this afternoon. Just a reminder, for information, you can go to the Western Cape Government website. All the registration details are on there. We'll put those on our website and our Facebook page as well.